DK Talk, Episode 3, September Traditions in Japan. Hey, how's it going out there? We're already halfway through September. Fall is here. Days are getting shorter, darker, and cooler. We've put extra layers on the bedding. And before you know it, we'll be back to chopping wood for the wood-burning stove. Secretly, I love doing that. September is a time of celebrations and observances, from local autumn festivals to respect for the Elder's Day, and of course, tsukimi, or moon viewing. Moon viewing is one traditional way of giving thanks for an abundant fall harvest. It takes place during September full moon, which usually falls on or around the 15th of the month. Taro root, seasonal fruit and vegetables, and dango, which are small dumplings made of rice cake, are traditional offerings laid out before the moon to give thanks and then enjoyed while watching the moon. It's kind of like a picnic at night. Actually, before I ever came to Japan, I used to take part in moon viewing at my house with a friend who was interested in traditional Japanese customs. Laying our food out on a small table, we used to spy on the moon partially obscured by oak tree branches. Somehow, I used to feel that was more traditional and poetic, to be viewing a suggestion of the moon rather than just having it right there in plain sight. One of the largest observances, especially in the countryside, is Ohigan, or the autumnal equinox, which is a combination of a change of the seasons from summer to fall, the harvest of rice crops, fruit, and vegetables, and particularly a time to pay respect to one's ancestors who have left this world. While this custom falls around the change of seasons, the name Ohigan has a much more direct connection to Buddhism. Ohigan means the other shore, in this case, across the river to the land of the departed. Ohigan is more like a last chance to send the spirits back to their resting place. People believe their ancestral spirits visit home during August or Obon, and then stay close to home until it is time to return to their world. So there's a buzz of activity in the countryside in September. This is definitely the case where we live. Visiting the family graves takes us behind our house, where family graves are commonly kept in older houses in Japan, and to the opposite side of the small valley we live in, up into an even smaller valley graveyard where local residents also keep their graves. Sometimes heading up into the mountains is an iffy endeavor, since we have to watch out for hornets' nests, badgers, wild bears, snakes, and so on. Nothing unusual around here. No matter, most people will make the short trek, bringing a wooden bucket with fresh water to clean the dust off the graves and give the ancestors a drink. Seasonal foods, including freshly harvested rice, fruit, and vegetables, and in most cases, people bring seasonal flowers, that being chrysanthemums, which bloom in autumn. Walking up into the mountain where the graves are, the sound of crickets and other insects take away the lonely silence. So what's it like growing up observing Ohigan? Here to talk with me about this is my wife.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
All right. So let's get down to the questions. What do you remember about Ohigan as a child?
Ohigan. When I was a child, we always visited our graves. And then we brought some osonae.
Also, some offerings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Which are like something that the person who already died liked. And flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Tea. What else? Like manju, dango. Mm-hmm. That kind of things.
All right. So it sounds kind of like the same things we take up there these days.
Right.
And it's quite a load of things sometimes, isn't it?
Mm. Especially tons of waters.
Yeah, the waters, yeah. It's interesting because we get the water from the stream behind the house.
Mm.
So is there any reason why you use that water? Can it be any water, or is it?
Water is water.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know anything about Ohigan observances outside of this area where we live? Like in larger cities or other local communities?
I don't really know, but through watching TV,
mm-hmm.
When Ohigan is coming,
mm-hmm.
and it seems to be almost they do the same thing what we do here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Visiting the graves,
uh-huh.
and then bringing the offering that the Osonai
mm-hmm.
things. Yeah.
So
at most, yeah.
Pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. Do you think that Ohigan has changed over the years since, say, you were a child up until now?
No, I don't think so. But some people don't. Just simply, they don't go to the graves, and then some people still believe going there is really important. Mm-hmm. Just depends on the family.
Okay. All right. So, are there any favorite seasonal foods you have for offerings from Ohigan?
I sometimes make ohagi, and I actually made some today. Did you eat them?
Yes, of course I did. I loved them. It was wonderful. It was a mixture of mild sweetness and a little bit of saltiness, and it was balanced. So, it was, well, actually it was perfect. I loved it.
Good to hear.
What is the most meaningful to you about Ohigan?
To show our respect, we still think about our family who already died.
Mm-hmm.
Either when you're visiting your graves or praying in front of Butsudan, which is ancestor at home. That's the most important things.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for sharing all this.
My pleasure.
Thanks for joining us today. In the following episodes, you'll either hear from me or from my wife and I. We're looking forward to having you with us again. And don't forget to click the subscribe button from wherever you listen. Tell your friends or someone you know who's interested in Japan. Don't be shy. Leave a voice message. Just click on the icon from Anchor or your favorite platform. This is DK Talk, where language and culture are bound.